Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed therapist, and I'm also the host of this show. And today, it's just me. You may have listened to other episodes, and a lot of times I interview other professionals. But today, I wanted to come on and do my own solo podcast episode. As it kind of brings back memories of when I used to do it years and years ago when I first started in 2015. But I wanted to come on and really talk about something that seems to be a reoccurrence with my clients that I've been seeing. And that is, it's a limiting belief that keeps someone stuck. Are you feeling stuck in your life? Do you feel like that everything that you do, you just can't get out of it? Maybe you're unmotivated, or maybe there's just something that is there in your life that you feel like you can't get around. Does that describe you? And it might be because of your limiting belief of what you either believe about yourself or what you believe about what's going on around you in your world. And so often it's those limiting beliefs that can keep you where you don't want to be, in that dark place. You may get up every day. You may be thinking, gosh, you know, maybe today is a different day. And it feels like it's not. It's the same. You feel the same. You're upset, or you're worried, or you're just so lethargic. And maybe you don't know why, but you're just kind of stuck. And then you start to believe these limiting beliefs. So what is a limiting belief? Well, a limiting belief is something that you are believing about yourself or your surroundings that is not completely true. You feel like it's true, but it's not. You don't have evidence for it. It's a cross between maybe something that happened to you when you were younger, and it creates a trigger in you now. And perhaps it's something that you felt rejected or abandoned or ostracized or felt like you weren't good enough when you were a child, let's say. And now as an adult, when certain things happen and certain people say things about you, or maybe you make a mistake, those feelings come right back up, that you're not good enough, that something's wrong with you, that you're a failure. And so you have these beliefs that trigger these thoughts, and then you have the inner critic that gets after you and tells you and convinces you that you're no good. And so on one hand, we have what I call the inner child, where you have triggers that happen, that come up. A lot of times when you least expect it, these triggers come up and you start to feel bad, like you did when you were younger. And then when you're starting to feel bad about yourself, then the inner critic comes out and convinces you that something is wrong about you. So you're believing a limited belief. You're believing something that you don't have evidence for. Maybe you might have some evidence. Maybe you did make a mistake, or maybe you didn't get a raise, or maybe you were put on a performance improvement plan at work, or maybe you are in a conflict with somebody. You're not perfect, right? So you'll make mistakes. So that might be happened. That's only part of the truth. The other part is where you fill in the blank, that because you made a mistake, there's something wrong with you. That's a limiting belief. And so many people that I've been talking to lately are really giving into that limiting belief, and they're stuck. And a lot of times when someone feels stuck, they go or turn to something to temporarily numb themselves. You know what I'm talking about, right? So it could be something that is harmful to yourself. Maybe it's alcohol or drugs. You know, those are kind of the ones we think about the most. Maybe it's sex or pornography. We tend to think about that as well as self-medicating. But there are some forms of self-medication that's not really talked about, or maybe it's not really thought about as a way of numbing how you feel. And that could be eating. Maybe you eat for comfort, or you binge eat. Maybe it's social media and you're doom scrolling. And your doom scrolling, by the way, is searching for the doom and gloom. And you don't have to search very far, do you? Or you don't have to. It's out there. It seems like so much of social media these days is doom and gloom. So you don't have to go and investigate that for long to find it. And so whether it's social media or food or TV or movies, anything to distract you because you don't like how you feel in the moment. And when you can identify that, okay, I don't like where I'm at in my life. I feel stuck. I feel that I'm in this spot where I can't get out of it. And maybe it's been weeks, maybe it's been months, maybe even years. And you want to get out of it, but you can't. You don't feel motivated. You lost your interest. Maybe you don't do the hobbies that you once did, so your interest is gone. And you spend a whole lot of time focusing on and fixating on the things that you're not doing well. That's what I'm seeing lately, a lot of it lately. And people who are stuck in their limiting beliefs. And those negative thoughts can turn into a negative thought cycle where you have this negative thought that leads and influences how you feel, which then influences how you behave. And then there's an outcome or a consequence from that. And then it leads to another negative thought, and then a negative emotion, negative behavior. And there we go, around and around and around. And you're going around in circles, but you're not getting out of this feeling of being stuck. And if you are resonating with this, with what I'm talking about, and with lots of the clients that I've talked to, and by the way, you're not alone in feeling this way. What do you do? What can you do to get out of this slump that you may be in? And so there's not a magic wand. I wish there was. There's not a magic pill. There's not some magic potion or formula. Just follow these steps and you'll walk your way out of feeling stuck. It's not. It's the good old-fashioned hard work. That's what it's going to take. And the majority of you are not going to want to do the work that it takes, that it requires. And that's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to do the hard work, but you're not going to get out of this sense, this feeling stuck in your life. If you are okay with settling for status quo and waking up and going to work and going home and going to sleep and waking up and doing it all over again, if that's where you're at, and maybe you feel like you are stuck, but you're at no, oh well, then that's okay. You don't have to do this, because this is what I'm going to talk about is it's hard work, and you're not going to want to do this. And a lot of my clients, this is something else I talk a lot about. A lot of my clients tell me that, well, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to be motivated to do something about it. And the problem is they've been waiting for a very, very, very long time. And guess what? Nothing's happened. And so what we have to do, instead of waiting for the motivation, you have to do the thing that you don't feel like doing, and then the motivation will come. How many of you have done something that you didn't really want to do. You were not looking forward to it. You were anxious about it, but you actually did it and it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. And maybe you think, well, I'm glad I did that. I didn't want to, but I'm glad I did it. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about here. So if you're feeling stuck and you're starting to believe limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck, then there are things I want you to really practice, whether you feel like it or not. And this is me talking to you, some real talk here. Now, before I get to that, I do want to emphasize that how you feel, your feelings are valid. They are. How you feel, your feelings are valid, but it is the limiting beliefs that's keeping you there, and the limiting beliefs is not valid. You're believing things that are circumstantial evidence, not trusting in the evidence. You're not focusing on what you know to be true. You're focusing on what you think is true. There's a big difference there. So I want to be very clear and to be able to say and remind you and encourage you that your feelings are valid, but your thoughts may not be. Your thoughts may be limiting beliefs that are keeping you and making you feel a certain way. And so what we want to do is focus on the thoughts that are keeping you from doing the things that you've been waiting and putting off doing. You've got to do it. And you have to trust the process. Do not any longer wait and tell yourself, I'll just wait until I feel like it. I'll just wait until I get my motivation. I'll put that off. I'm sure I'll get motivated soon. No. I want you to take action, whether you feel like it or not. Got it? So I want you to look at your life right now. I want you to assess how you are feeling. What is your life like? Do you like where you're at? Are you okay with the life that you have, the relationships that you have, with your job, with where you're at in your career, with how your marriage is or your partner and your relationship with your partner or with your kids? Are you glad for that? Is that life giving to you? Or are you feeling stuck and feeling like you used to feel good? You used to be happy, but you're not. So the first thing I want you to do is to assess your life. Where are you in your life? Do you like it? Do you like where you're at? My guess is if you're listening to this episode, you don't like parts of your life. And I don't want you to judge the people in your life. I want you to judge your life, your thoughts, your feelings about your life. And then once you assess your life and you look around and you say, there's a lot that I don't like. Good. That's where you need to start. You have to be not content with life. You have to be not content with what got you where you're at. And not run to things that self-medicate, that it's temporary, that's going to make it worse. And a lot of times you could be stuck in a hole and you can get out of that hole, or you can get stuck in quicksand and every move you make is going to make you sink further and further. And every time you go to self-medication, you're in that quicksand that's sinking you down further and further and further. You're making it worse. So assess where you're at in life. And then I want you to identify the things that you're doing to make things worse. What are you doing to run away from how you're feeling right now? What are you doing to temporarily numb how you're feeling right now? That's got to stop. Stop it. Okay, I can hear what you're saying. I can't stop it. I don't want to stop it. I get it. But if you want a way to get out of this hole that you're in, you have to figure out a way to stop it. You have to have buy-in to tell yourself, okay, this is not good for me. This is not healthy for those around me. I need to stop doing this thing that's keeping me stuck, or else I'm always going to be here. I want you to be discontent with the thing that's keeping you stuck. I want you to feel that I have to get rid of this thing if I want to get better. I want you to have buy-in. If you don't have buy-in, it's not going to work. You have to have buy-in to want to change, to look at your limiting beliefs, and to work through those limiting beliefs and start to believe something that may be hard for you to believe, and that you can have a better life. If you're worried about your finances, if you're worried about your job or the future of your career, or if you're worried about your relationships, and worry is a big factor of why you're stuck, then you've got to do something about that worry. And chances are the worry is coming from the thoughts that you're having, and those limiting thoughts are creating you a vacuum, a hole. It's sucking you in, and you can't get out. You're in this perpetual negative thinking loop, the thoughts that are trapping you. And so if worry is keeping you down, you got to work on the worry. You've got to work on, like, why are you worrying? What is it that you're worrying about? And are those things that you're worrying about, the thoughts that you're having, are they true, or are they what you think is true? Are you catastrophizing? Are you jumping to conclusions? Are you predicting the future? Are you mind reading? Or maybe what you're thinking is actually happening, and that really is something to worry about. That could be too. But what I want to really address are those of you who are worried or angry or depressed or stressed or burdened or overwhelmed because of the limiting beliefs, the negative.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thoughts that you're having. I mentioned that your feelings are valid, and they 100% are valid. If you're worried, that's a valid emotion. If you're angry, that's a valid emotion. If you're sad and depressed and stressed, those are valid emotions. But we've got to get to the source of those. And a lot of times the source of them are unhealthy, unvalidated, circumstantial evidence of your thoughts. You're believing something that is not true. And that's what I want to challenge you. So I want you to assess your life. You don't want you to be discontent with where you're at in life right now. I want you to want to get out of this hole. I want you to want to get unstuck. I want you to look at the areas in your life that's keeping you there, the unhealthy mechanisms that you're turning to avoid the feelings, to avoid the discomfort that you're in. And it just makes you more and more stuck the more times that you turn to those unhealthy patterns. And then I want you to look at your life and look at your situation, and I want you to not want to do those things anymore. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to say no to something that you have gone to time and time again for that temporary release, because even that temporary release is a release. It's some type of relief from the emotions you're feeling. I get it. That's why you turn to them over and over and over again. But that's why you are stuck over and over and over again. So you have to look at your life and you have to have buy-in of saying, there are some things in my life I need to stop doing. And then there are some things in my life I need to start doing. So stop doing and start doing the things. That's what's going to get you out of this. Don't wait for the motivation. It's not going to happen. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait next week. I'll wait next week because then I'll be more motivated. No, don't give in to that. That's what's going to keep you stuck. I want you to be able to say and believe, I want to change, even though it's going to be hard. I want you to say it out loud. I want to change, even though it's going to be hard. And I want you to repeat that. I want you to write it down on a post-it note and put it up on your mirror or put it on the dashboard of your car so you see it every day. You've got to remind yourself that there are things in your life that are worth giving up and there are things in your life worth trying for. And this is that area I want you to work on. So what are your limiting beliefs? How are they keeping you stuck? Don't wait to get motivated. Activate the motivation. Your behavior is a byproduct of your emotions, which is a byproduct of your thoughts. So instead of allowing the thoughts to influence your emotions in a negative way, which influences your behavior in a negative way, turn it around, turn it on its head and start thinking the truth and believing the truth about yourself, about believing the truth about your situation, whatever that truth is. But don't give in to the limiting beliefs that you think it's true. Stick with the facts, only the facts. Just like in the court of law, nobody is convicted on circumstantial evidence. You shouldn't convict yourself on circumstantial evidence either. Focus on what you know to be true. Almost always, the truth is hard, but the truth, as the saying goes, will set you free. Do you want to be free? Yeah. Start believing the truth. Don't give in to believing circumstantial evidence. That's limiting beliefs. So what do you need to start doing in your life? What do you need to stop doing in your life? Nobody can make you. You can go to AA, which is great, by the way. You can go to therapy, which is great. You can go to group therapy. You can go to online groups. You can go to all kinds of places and get help, which is fantastic, but nobody can make you do anything. Your spouse can't make you do anything. Your kids can't make you do anything. Your boss can't make you do anything. Nobody can make you do anything. It has to come from you. I tell that, I'm a therapist. This is what I do every day. I tell that to my clients all the time. Even though I'm your therapist, I cannot make you do the things I think will help you. I can't, nor do I want to. So it has to come deep from within you. And it's okay. It's okay to think, I don't know if I can do this. It's okay to feel reluctant. Okay, your feelings are valid. But you are the only one that can coach you out of this, that can mentor you out of this, that can encourage you to get out of this and hold you accountable. There are people in your life that probably could hold you accountable, but will you listen to them? I know how hard this is, this concept of, if you want to get unstuck, you have to do something about it. I know that's difficult. Some of you are so stuck that every little step you make, it's worse. I get it. Some of you may be really addicted, and you know, if you're addicted, then you need to get help for your addiction. That's something that you can't do on your own. I'm not talking about addiction here, though. But it is limiting belief, so it is connected to what I'm saying. But if you're actually addicted to something, you're going to need some outside help. You're not, more than likely, you're not going to be able to get yourself out of addiction. So if you're, if you feel like you're addicted to something, whether it's alcohol or drugs or anything else, gambling, you're going to need some professional help for that specific addiction. But for those of you who turn to things to self-medicate, and I'm not talking about addiction here. It could be anything, like I mentioned earlier. And you do those because it's a temporary relief or escape from how you're feeling, and you get over whatever you do and it's over, you tend to feel worse. And you beat yourself up, and that inner critic comes out. And then here comes the negative thought cycle again. You're a failure. You're not a good dad. You're not a good wife. You're not a good mom. You're not a good parent. You're not a good fill in the blank. And you start to believe that all over again. You convince yourself that there's nothing that you can do, so why even try? Have you been there? Are you there right now? Probably. So I want you to really think through this, and maybe your next action step is to actually seek out help. Maybe you should be talking to a therapist. Maybe you've been putting it off for a long time. Maybe it's time. And there are lots of therapists that are out there, and accessibility to therapy now is way more easier than it ever has been because of telehealth. I'm a therapist, and I'm 100% online. I'm a remote therapist, and it's amazing the access, the evolution of telehealth, telemental health, or teletherapy has absolutely destroyed all of the excuses. I don't have a car, traffic. I don't know where to park. I can't find directions. It's too far away. I live in a rural area. All of that is gone with the advent of teletherapy. So maybe your next action step is to look into a therapist. Maybe your next action step is to make a list of the things that you don't like about your life. Not a list about what you don't like about yourself, but a list about what you don't like about your life. And maybe you need to reassess that and figure out what's the next step. On this, and how do I become a better person? Some of you may need to recognize when you're having a limiting belief and believing that over the truth. Everybody is at a different stage in their life when it comes to feeling stuck and unmotivated and has just developed a loss of interest. And I've seen a lot of this lately, even at the after COVID. It's just this lethargic thoughts and feelings, and just the difficulty of feeling happy again and enjoying life. And I think it has a lot to do with these limiting beliefs that I was talking about. And if nobody is going to be able to help you, and if you're the only one that's going to help yourself, you've got to learn what your next steps are. What is your next move? Don't wake up tomorrow and feel like, oh, here's this another day. just like it was yesterday. I want you to wake up tomorrow and have a plan. Whether you feel like it or not, pursue that plan one step at a time. Some of you may need to really, maybe you need to talk to somebody, not necessarily a therapist, but maybe a trusted friend or a spouse, and say, you know what, I don't like where I'm at. I need someone to talk to about it. And here's my plan. And will you hold me accountable to this plan? But the true accountability person in your life is you. So are you willing? Are you ready? Do you have buy-in to do some of these things and not wait until you're motivated? Do you understand the concept of a limiting belief? And are you a person who believes the limiting beliefs and gives in and has that inner child response to triggers, and then has that inner critic to beat yourself up and you're hard on yourself? We've got to do something different. It's time to just start doing things differently. You have to if you want to get out of this hole. So will you commit to yourself? Will you make a commitment to yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to at least try to move forward. I'm going to at least try to dig myself out of this hole. And there are things in my life I need to give up. And there are things in my life I need to start doing. Are you willing to try that? Write them down. And you need to be just have a constant reminder of this. And I want you to be really mindful of when those limiting beliefs start to creep in. And when you allow those limiting beliefs to creep in, that's when you don't like who you are. That's when you don't like where you're at in life. And that's going to keep you stuck. I want you to take action and start to look at areas in your life that you want to improve. But don't wait. Don't wait till next week or next year until you get motivated, because that's probably not going to happen. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but what is happening right now, I believe it, you're listening to this and you're resonating with it. Now I want you to do something about it. Would you do that for yourself? I hope so. And if you need to listen to this episode again, re-listen to it, share it with someone perhaps that's struggling with this as well, because it's such an important message. And I know so many of you struggle with this. I talk to people every day about this, and I know you're struggling with it. And so I want you to just pick one thing at a time. Don't get too overwhelmed with everything, but one thing. Just pick the one thing, work on it, and then you move to the next. And you keep working on it and keep working on yourself, and you'll get there. And you have to believe that. Don't give in to your limiting beliefs. Don't catastrophize about your life. Focus on what you know to be true today. And I always say, don't borrow trouble. Don't borrow trouble. Focus on your troubles for today. And then guess what? Tomorrow will be new troubles, but try not to borrow them. Work on them. Work on each thing, one thing at a time. All right, friends, thank you. I hope this was encouraging to you. And, you know, if you want to reach out to me, I would love to hear that. I would love to know if this has been encouraging to you. Just reach out to me. I mean, you can go to my website at johncordray.com. You can find me on Twitter. Or X now, I guess. Or I'm pretty active on LinkedIn right now. I've got a YouTube channel. So I'm everywhere. All you got to do is just Google my name. You'll find me. But reach out to me. And I always love hearing from my audience about a particular episode. And if it's resonating with you. And I would be encouraged if you're able to do that. If not, no worries. I just appreciate you listening and tuning in. Tell someone that you know that listens to podcasts to follow the Mental Health Today show. I would love to continue to grow my audience. And again, I appreciate you. I want you to continue working on your mental health. And until next time, take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.